Welcome back. I'm here with Scuba Guy.
Ron, you're my new best friend.
Oh, I knew I was going to make it in there somewhere, Scuba Guy.
You're in good company.
Great, great. What are we going to talk about now, Scuba Guy?
Oh, we got to decide where some of these coastal critters live. Now, I've got some images here. Now, I want you to select some, Ron, and let's talk about where they might live.
Oh, this guy right here looks pretty neat.
Cool. All right, let's look at some adaptations. Are we on that? All right. What's the first thing we notice about it, Ron?
It's a bird.
All right. All right, Ron. Very good, Ron.
First things first.
First things first. What do you notice about the shape of this bird? Anything unusual about this bird?
It has very long legs.
Very long legs. So do you think this bird would use its legs for swimming?
Probably not.
No. So perhaps this might be a bird that lives on the littoral zone or the edge.
Oh, yeah.
And so these are wading legs. Now let's look at that bill. That's kind of an unusual bill, sort of a Jimmy Durante bird.
Yes, very long, brightly colored.
Brightly colored. What do you think that bill might be used for?
Eating.
Eating. How would it? Well, it's very good. It does use that bill to eat, as they all do. But how specifically would that fish, that bird, use that bill?
Probably sticking it down in the mud or in the water.
That's right. So we're going to put that guy down in the wetlands. He's in the coastal marshes and on the edge. Pick out another one.
Wow, what's this thing here?
This is my Tonka bulldozer of science. And things happen upstream that makes problems for aquatic critters. What kind of problem would you foresee created by that bulldozer?
Leveling of the land.
Leveling of the land, and that would if it levels, it's not sloped,
right.
So water is not running off where it should be. What condition when the water does run off? What condition is it going to be in?
It's going to be very murky.
It's going to be very, very murky. Well, let's get some more coastal species in here. This is one that would live. This is a diamondback terrapin, and it does live in an aquatic environment. It likes the brackish water, water that's not quite salt but not quite fresh.
So not a true sea turtle.
Not a true sea turtle at all. It's sort of an intercoastal species.
Uh-huh.
Now we got a muskrat. Muskrats like marshlands. In fact, this guy became in trouble with the introduction of another rodent called a nutria. And Louisiana, by the way, they have great recipes for nutria. But the nutria outcompeted the muskrat. And the muskrat was very important for the fur industry.
Uh-huh.
Do you know your ducks very well?
That's a quacker.
For 8 years of college. Okay.
More than that.
This is a scalp. And, you know, they're going to be a coastal visiting species. You might also see them inland. And, this guy is a real good one.
That's a raccoon.
It's a raccoon.
Rocky the raccoon.
That's right. And this is sort of, this guy you find all over Texas pretty much. It is an omnivore or an opportunistic feeder. So it likes to feed along shoreline. So you can see this sucker invading the marshlands, also hunting along riparian areas.
So they're very adaptable. I've seen those in Dallas.
You bet. Oh, they do quite well off of people. They live out of dumpsters if they can, and out of trash cans. Now, I don't know if you see these guys. Nothing, by the way, in this model is to scale. But I'm going to put me some livestock up here. We can't afford real sound effects, Ron, so I'm having to fill in.
You're doing well.
These guys, as much as I love burgers, and I do, and I love steak, I work for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I can't afford a lot of it. No, I'm just teasing. These guys create a problem. What kind of problem do you see that these bossies create?
Well, one problem they might create would be nutrient loading, I would think.
That's right. That's right. They eat grass. Their bodies break that down. All good things must pass. And they pass this material, which is really good for fertilizer. But not all the nutrients are absorbed by the soil or by the plants. And when it rains, then those nutrients roll downhill. And when they get in the water, you add nutrients to the water. What do you get?
Algae blooms.
Algae blooms.
Murky water.
That's right. And algae, although they're a plant, they create oxygen by day. But what do they do at night?
They use it up.
They use it up. Most people don't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the ocean's really probably a bigger source of oxygen for this planet than would be the rainforest.
Oh, really?
So I'm thinking that's
a much larger
area.
Lots of plants making lots of oxygen.
That's right. So that's kind of my activity here. Here's a rice mouse.
Well, Scuba Guy, we've talked about a lot of different habitats today. I don't think we've missed one. coastal habitat. I'm really excited about the folks that have joined in on the field trip. Y'all keep those questions coming. I'm the program coordinator.